Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
The Police and Roxanne, 96.3 KKLZ. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up and saying congratulations to Renee Garrigan, $1,000 richer.
Yep, that's so funny. Oh, my God, that's so awesome.
She has a grand in her hand.
Nice.
In the nationwide contest. So your next chance to win coming up a bit later on this morning, less than 2 hours, 8 o'clock, we'll have another shot for you to win $1,000. So good luck with that. It is Thursday morning. We are next in line.
I know it. I just got through talking about that. I always say it's just like being next in line, like at the bar.
Yep.
You know, when I'm standing behind the big, tall guy and then the bartender can't see behind. I'm right here.
Excuse me.
Hello. Yeah, exactly. I'm jumping up. Hey.
Looking forward to the weekend.
Oh, God, yes. Yes. Has this been a long week for you, Mike?
It seems like it goes on forever. I don't know. Sure, other
and
people.
Yet, when we get here, it's like, well, gosh, the week flew by, didn't it?
Really did. You know what? It's so surprising. Half the year is almost up.
Oh, don't. I know. Don't do that, mister. Do not
I'm
do
one
that.
Of those people.
I know. Half the year's over. I know. Christmas right around the corner. Might as well just start Christmas shopping, and you might as well. You know what today is? Today is National Clean Your Room Day, so kids and adults, get in there. Kind of straighten it out.
I was such a messy kid.
Were you really? Were you the piles of clothes, kid?
Just to a point where even as I look back and think about it, it was disgusting.
It's interesting because you're so neat now.
Wow.
So neat. I had a brother who was a big slob. The other one was my brother, Matt. He's you.
Yeah.
God forbid you move something and leave the room, and then he'll move it right
Larry
back.
Martino's the same way.
Oh, you too. I wish people could see what goes on in here in the morning. I come in and just move stuff around. I just move it around because Larry has like, I don't know, I think he has little like invisible ink drawn around things that only he can see, and then you come in and move them your way, and then
isn't that weird that some of us as kids growing up we were just so this way, and then as adults you're that way now.
Yes. All right. I know.
Well, clean your room.
Yes, kids, get in there and clean those rooms.
Sunshine today, going to be nice, maybe a little breezy. High in the upper 90s, low 90s tomorrow with plenty of sunshine. Nice and breezy. It's about 71 now. First dose of some cheap, trashy, chatty gossip entertainment tabloid news coming up.
Oh, my gosh. Oprah's best friend, Gayle King. She had a little trouble when she was a kid because she lied about a relative. It's a hilarious story.
All right. We'll find out more about that and other stories after Paul McCartney and Wings.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla Ray's cheap, trashy, chatty, gossipy entertainment tabloid news.
Interesting, a website compiled a list of each state's favorite 90s sitcom. They used search data from Google Trends for the past 14 years. Friends, the winner in 13 states.
Wow.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, a few others, three states here and there. In Nevada, the only state, by the way, that it won in, Full House.
Really?
Full House won in just here in Nevada. Aww. In Pennsylvania, I don't know if you remember the show, Step by Step.
Oh, yeah.
That was the most Googled. Really? I know. But Friends, the big winner throughout the country, 13 states, but not Nevada.
Hmm.
Robert Downey Jr., he's going to make $10 million for 15 minutes of screen time in the latest Spider-Man movie.
Wow.
Man, wow, nice. Gayle King, she was on Stephen Colbert. She talked about something she, well, told her grade school teacher many years ago.
There was a time where Martin Luther King Jr. was on the cover of Time magazine. And, you know, I'm a little kid. I was, like, in fourth grade, and they said something about Martin Luther King. I said, oh, my Uncle Marty. And the teacher goes, Martin Luther King Jr. is your uncle? And I went, yes. So when my parents came for the parent-teacher conference, my teacher goes, oh, my God, Mr. King, it's such an honor to meet you. The work that your brother is doing. My dad's going, Beauregard and Jerome? Because those are his brother's names. No, Martin Luther King Jr. And I got in trouble. That was my first introduction about it's not good to lie.
Beauregard and Jerome? No, Martin Luther King. Oh, man.
Sounds like they should be playing with Morris Day in the Time.
I know, exactly. Oh, my God, that is funny. And a big happy birthday to Bono.
Yes.
He turns 58 years old today.
Woo-hoo.
I like him. He likes himself as well. I'm sure he'll just pop out of his own cake. But a big happy birthday to Bono of U2. That is your Painfully Deep Entertainment Report for this hour, sponsored by Station Casinos.
There's the birthday boy from yesterday, Billy Joel, My Life, 96.3, KKLZ, Mike and Carla, Morning Show, waking you up, 6:32. Carla, I have to play you a piece of sound, and when I first heard it, I thought it was a joke.
Yeah.
I thought it was somebody trying to be funny.
Right.
But it actually happened. It's very serious, and we'll play that for you after Journey. There's Journey Separate Ways, 96.3, KKLZ, Mike and Carla, Morning Show. Thursday morning, 6:36. John Schaefer here with news that we'll get to in a minute. Got to play you this piece of sound. I thought, when I first heard this, I thought this was a joke. Like
I know.
It was a spoof or something.
It sounds like it, but no, it's not.
This is a cornhole tournament in Georgia.
Oh, okay. You said it right there. Yeah. Cornhole tournament, Mike.
All I needed to know.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're in Georgia. They're at this charity cornhole tournament.
All
right.
Little dispute about the score.
Sure.
Well, it turns into a brawl. Listen to this.
Stop it right now. We will stop this tournament. This is stupid.
Now, this is the... This is the organizer of the tournament. She grabs the mic and tries to settle everybody down.
This is absolutely ridiculous. Get out of here. We will stop this tournament right now. We are adults. And this is ridiculous. It is a cornhole tournament fundraiser. Cut the crap.
Clutch my purse.
Cut the crap. I'm sorry. That sounded like your family on the ship last year.
Cut the crap.
I love how she tries to explain it.
I know.
This is why we're here.
It's a cornhole charity tournament.
And this is ridiculous. It is a cornhole tournament fundraiser. Cut the crap.
Oh, man. Was that Mark or Darren? Who was that? I can't.
And I'm sure after she said that, everybody stood at attention, and grabbed their bags. And
charity cornhole, knock it off.
My sorority used to do this, the tri-delts at the University of Georgia, and we never had these problems.
You're adults, and this is ridiculous. It is a cornhole tournament fundraiser.
Okay, she's one that sounds like one of the Bellas from Pitch Perfect.
Like I said, when I first heard that, I go, oh, this is a spoof or something.
Yeah. Cut the crap. Oh, my gosh.
Things did settle down. They raised a ton of money.
Well, that's good.
And everybody was happy. Last hour, Carla, you had mentioned it's National Clean Your Room Day today.
Yes, it is.
So as we celebrate, we observe this day. Wanted to know, what's the weirdest, oddest thing you've ever found in your kid's room? I know that opens a whole, what do they say, a whole can of worms.
Yeah, well, kids keep weird stuff in their rooms. I had a friend years ago who found her little girl had like cereal boxes in her room, just half bits of cereal. I don't know why. She was like 4 or 5, maybe.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's like, why do you... I didn't know why. I just had them.
Or
had
do us like a favor. Just go through your kid's room right now.
Go see what's lying around there. What's in the drawers.
We can go through it with you.
Oh, man. Because parents find the weirdest stuff. I don't know if you ever found, just odd things in your kid's room. But they
try not to look.
I know. Especially at really young ages, it seems like they have just odd things.
702-739-9636. KKLZ Talk Text Lines, powered by Centennial Toyota. The weirdest, oddest thing that you have found as you go through your kid's room. Now, my brother and I, who we shared a room forever.
Right.
Growing up, we had the luxury of the fact that we had a two-story house, and my parents never came upstairs. If my dad did, we were in trouble, and he probably could have cared less about the state of the room. So I couldn't tell you what they found. I'll tell you what I found. I found a magazine in our little closet. We didn't have the walk-in closets the closet you had today. So it was under a pile of clothes. And I think it was my I know it was my brother's magazine, one of those girly. and so I found it, and I looked at it, and I knew it was there, and I'd go back to it all the time. And then one day I went back, it wasn't there.
Oh, man.
And I don't think he knew that I knew that it was there, so I didn't want to ask him. And then I definitely didn't want to go to Dad and go, hey, did you find something in the closet?
There was a magazine.
So, to this day, I don't know who found it.
Oh, my God, that's very
or
funny.
Or who threw it out.
That's funny. So, your parents may indeed have found it.
Maybe. 702-739-9636. Would love to hear from Mom and Dad this morning. Text or call. Just observing Clean Your Room Day today. Wanted to know from parents, what's the weirdest, wildest thing you've ever found when going through your kid's room? And people are texting in.
Yeah, Hannah says, I was cleaning my daughter's room one day and found two dried up goldfish in a baggie.
What?
Yeah, yeah. She says, the weird thing is we never had goldfish.
Oh.
Found out it was her friends, apparently.
She didn't know they needed to be in water?
I don't know. We just asked the question, my
okay,
strangest
I'm sorry.
Thing. No, I know.
True.
I know. Megan says, I was cleaning my son's room, and behind his bed, I moved the bed. I saw several holes in the wall.
Huh.
And so I asked him about it. He said, oh, I was planning on building you a patio.
What?
I don't know.
How old's this kid?
I don't know. I wish I knew, but it sounds like, you know, a kid.
See, I don't do construction.
Right,
I don't know
so
anything
don't
about
know.
Building anything.
Is that how you start?
I guess, is that how
that's...
you... We got to put holes over here first for the fitters.
Oh, my gosh.
The fitters.
That's... Okay.
Was he trying to break out or something?
I don't know. Go all Shawshank. I have no idea.
Six years old with a little spoon.
Oh, my gosh. Now, Nate says, you know how in a movie when you go into the serial killer's house and there's just paper, you know, writing covering the walls?
Uh-oh.
Says that's what my daughter's room looked like.
What?
Yeah. We went in and she had paper just hanging all over her walls and all over the floor. It was practice writing. She was practicing her writing, but she just had tons of paper all over the room. So, little Unabomber.
Well, you got to go into the room at least once a week or something.
I know how long that takes a while.
You got to build up to that.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
702-739-9636. The weirdest thing you have ever found in your kid's room, mom or dad. Text or call 702-739-9636. Former June Fest headliner Pat Benatar and Hit Me With Your Best Shot, Mike and Carla Morning Show. By the way, everything is set for KKLZ's June Fest.
Yay!
June 9th, Sunset Station Outdoor Amphitheater, headlining Rick Springfield.
Who doesn't know he's my boyfriend? He was years ago. Go on, Mike.
He'll know. He'll find out. Terry Nunn coming back with Berlin and Starship with Mickey Thomas. So all the information about June Fest 2018 on our website, 96.3KKLZ.com. Talking about National Clean Your Room Day today. People still texting in.
Aw, Linda said, when my daughter was about 6, I found a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in her play desk. She told me she was saving it for later. Uh-huh. It had been there for about 2 weeks.
Well, you never know. Dave, what about you? What'd you find in your kid's room?
Left the kids alone for just like 2 minutes, you know how that is. And we come to find out we had fixed them a grilled cheese sandwich.
Uh-oh.
And the lovely little one had stuck it in the VCR.
You know what? I think every kid has stuck a sandwich in a VCR at one point in time. My niece did that with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
That's what it was.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we've talked about this before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah,
that
exactly.
That didn't play so well, huh?
No, it didn't play so well. Ever again, it didn't. And that's when VCR or VHS, you know, players were really expensive.
Yeah.
VCRs were so expensive at that point in time.
Gail, what about you as a mother? What's the weirdest, oddest thing you've ever found in your kid's room?
My kids hate meatloaf. And apparently one night when I made meatloaf, or at least I think it was meatloaf.
Yeah, at least I think.
I went to tuck him into bed and I found some underneath my kid's pillow.
No.
He's only 7, and I said, buddy, what is this? And he was like, Mom, your meatloaf was bad.
Oh.
I thought he was leaving it for the meatloaf fairy.
Yeah, there you go. Now, it doesn't make you feel so bad, does it, Mike, about having clothes in your room?
Oh, I was awful. I really do. I look back at my room now, and it was such a cool room. It was almost like an L-shaped thing, and I didn't even take care of it.
There
were just piles of clothes everywhere. It was just filthy.
Well, my room was neat, but probably the oddest thing my parents found in my room, my mom went to put laundry in my drawer one day. This was in high school, and she found all my absence notices that I'd shoved in my drawer. So, anyhow, there's that.
Wow.
And one more that I have got to read. One listener says, my daughter kidnapped a baby duck and had it in her room.
What?
Yes. Her sister told on her, and we made her put the duck back in the pond with the mom duck. The mom duck was so pissed at us.
How? How do you not know your kid has a live animal in their room?
Does somebody hear? Does anyone
Excuse
hear
me.
No, I don't hear anything.
Do parents just not go in the room anymore?
I'm wondering. I mean, you know, our parents, well, except for yours, but our parents were in our room a lot.
Wow.
You know, yeah, a baby duck.
Wreck is the word. You have to text to 40772 or enter it through our website, 96.3kklz.com, for a shot to put a grand in your hand. 808. Another dose of some cheap, trashy, chatty, gossipy entertainment tabloid news coming up.
She has announced her tour dates, and she is coming here.
All right, we'll find out who that is, plus some other stories after Toto and Hold the Line, 96.3.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla Rae's cheap, trashy, chatty, gossipy entertainment tabloid news.
David Letterman says he wishes he would have left TV a long time ago, doing late night. He says when you're in show business, it's so self-consuming. You only look at a very small focus. He said, I did it way too long. I should have left 10 years ago because then I could have taken some of that energy and applied it to actually doing something good for humans. He's involved in a lot of different things. And, yeah, he says he stayed on way too long.
Wow.
So I know he's got that big, long beard now, and he's just he's loving life. So you know what? Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a study came out that 1 in 4 people sleep in separate beds because they sleep better. Well, Rob Lowe happens to be one of those people, and he explains why.
I sleep better on the road because I'm not with my wife. I mean, I love her enough to speak the truth. And what it is she's obsessed with playing Family Feud till 5 and 6 in the morning on the iPad and wakes me up like, honey, quick, name 5 foods that are gross. I'm like, I just want to go to... So the answer is yes. My sleep on the road, mwah, love it.
I bet.
A lot of people sleep separately. Not that, and they always say that other things don't happen. We just sleep better separately. Christina Aguilera, she has announced dates for a fall North American tour, and she will be coming through Las Vegas. October 27th, she will be over at Caesar's Palace. She is done with The Voice, heading back out on the road. She hasn't toured in 10 years.
Wow.
It's been a long time. So
really?
If you're looking to see Christina, she will be here in October, Caesar's Palace. That is your Painfully Deep Entertainment Report for this hour.
96.3 KKLZ, number one for the hits of the 70s, 80s, and more. Mike and Carla Morning Show, 8:32. Win them before you can buy them. Queen tickets plus Adam Lambert. Another segment of Thespian Musical Theater coming up next. Been giving away tickets before you could even buy them all week long for Queen plus Adam Lambert. And this is at the Park Theater over at the Park MGM. Formerly Monte Carlo.
Yes, it's official now, yeah.
What was that, John, last week?
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, so these tickets are from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. And this is for their residency in September. A variety of dates to choose from.
Yes.
So with that, a chance to win with another segment of
Thespian Musical Theater.
We watch the shows, we watch the stars on videos for hours and hours.
We hardly need to use our ears. How music changes through the years.
Let's hope you never leave, old friend. Like all good things, on you we depend.
So stick around, because we might miss you when we grow tired of all this visual.
There you go. All right.
That was impressive.
That was.
Thanks,
if we
John.
Do say so ourselves.
Yes, exactly.
So from those lyrics, can you identify the Queen song by title? John, you were leaning back, kind of taking it all in.
I'm a big Queen fan.
Yeah.
But I am not good with lyrics to songs. Just when,
I got
when
you.
If somebody just throws them at you.
Right.
All right.
There's a couple words in there that should help you out.
Should.
Yes, they should.
I don't know if they do.
They should.
One more time. Here you go. We watch the shows, we watch the stars on videos for hours and hours.
We hardly need to use our ears. How music changes through the years.
Let's hope you never leave, old friend. Like all good things, on you we depend.
So stick around, because we might miss you when we grow tired of all this visual.
All right. After we get through news, traffic, and weather, looking for caller number 9 with the correct answer, 702-739-9636. Good luck. giving you a chance to win those tickets before you can buy them to go see Queen plus Adam Lambert with another segment of
Thespian Musical Theater.
We watch the shows, we watch the stars on videos for hours and hours.
We hardly need to use our ears. How music changes through the years.
Let's hope you never leave, old friend. Like all good things, on you we depend.
So stick around, because we might miss you when we grow tired of all this visual.
All right, from those lyrics, can you identify that Queen song that we're talking about, that we've reenacted?
Yes.
Jason is on the phone. Jason, what song is it?
Yeah, Radio Gaga.
You are right.
Good job. See?
You must be a big Queen fan.
Yeah, I used to listen to them a lot with my dad.
Cool.
With my dad.
I know, with my dad.
We'd sit around the radio and...
listening to the Radio Gaga.
We'd hang out in the garage and he'd play some Queen for me. That's how I learned about
them. Awesome. Well, you got the tickets before you could buy them. They go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. You already have a pair from the Cal-Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. This is for their dates in September, their residency over at the Park Theater. So hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. Thanks a lot for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. And by the way, Jason, as we get ready for round three, can you give us a Go Knights Go?
Go Knights Go.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of, sponsored by In-N-Out Burger. Now, that's what a hamburger is all about. Here are some of the results from a new survey on how much women actually love shoes. 72% own more than 21 pairs. Okay. Is that a lot?
Yeah.
21 pairs?
That's enough. Okay. Maybe. I own more than that. I do.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
70% have asked a stranger where they got their shoes.
Yeah, I've done that.
Have you really?
Yeah. Oh, heck yeah. If I like their... Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right, and then 1 in 3 have hidden a shoe purchase from a significant other.
Yeah, done that too. Okay, my mom taught
check,
me well.
Check,
yes, that's
check.
Right. Yeah, I'm normal. Yay!
Guy in Georgia stole a 55-inch TV from a Walmart last week, started walking home with it, then I guess he asked a couple of cops for a ride.
Well, yeah, you can't
why would
just
you,
carry,
why
can't
would you
just
even
carry
ask?
That out. Jeez, 55-inch, are you kidding me?
The cops had realized he stole it, so they arrested. You know, this is in Georgia.
I just bought it, and they did not have a bag for me.
Didn't have a way home, so if you could just give me a hand.
Wow, well, Mike, doctors in China, I don't even know how any of these things happened. They removed an 8-inch metal spoon from a woman, 18-year-old college student. She accidentally swallowed the spoon while she was eating.
How do you accidentally?
I don't know. But here's the best part. She waited 3 days before going to the hospital because she was, you know, trying to finish her final exam.
Oh.
So, you know, I just got to get through calculus.
You know, I asked, how do you accidentally? I guess that's the only way you do it, right?
Yeah, I hope she didn't do it intentionally. Jeez, watch me. Okay, I got finals. I'll take care of this later.
Yeah.
And this story, I don't know how to take this. In Alvord, Texas, an elementary school principal discontinuing her tradition of spanking students on their birthday.
Oh.
Now, a lot of parents complained, but others said, no, why are you stopping? The kids love this. It's an elementary school. They love it. I'm sure it's just, you know, little birthday taps.
Right.
But it's weird to me. This is weird. But yeah, so she's going to stop doing it now,
well,
though. I
bad.
Guess the times have changed, and some parents who are upset by the fact that she does it say, yeah, it's time to go. So,
well, that's why I don't do my birthday whippings anymore.
Yes,
you know,
that's so. True.
Times
I know.
Have
you could
changed.
Have, sure, you could offend people. I'm sure some would say, no, don't stop, Mike. Don't stop. Keep going. Others would say, no, it's offensive. Don't do it, Mike. It's awful. Those are the changing times. It is Thursday. That's your other news.
Before we kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon, keep you company throughout the workday. Here you go. Looking forward to wrapping up the work week tomorrow morning.
Oh, my gosh. On a finally Friday, we will have your first two chances to put a grand in your hand. Of course, 5 a.m., 8 a.m., so keep it tuned in. I'm telling you, that 5 a.m. hour, that's the time to be listening. We will also have that last pair of Queen tickets to give away, so be listening for that.
Are we bringing back Speak Out?
Yes, you know what? I think we need to bring it back.
You didn't think I noticed.
My jaw is feeling good again. So, yes, we'll bring
get
it back.
Get back in the game.
We'll bring back the speaker.
Anything you missed on the morning show, catch up, keep up. You can do that with a podcast on our morning show page, along with showbiz news, interviews, and more. Just go to 96.3kklz.com. Click on Mike and Carla. It'll take you right there. Wendy Rush coming in next. Family four-pack for the 51s game. Also, another shot to put $1,000 in your pants. Your next chance to put a grand in your hand. Minutes away at the top of the hour, 10 a.m. Do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. And we are back tomorrow morning, bright and early at 5 a.m.
You've been listening to the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today. KKLZ.